The speech of the IBM's CEO. Good evening. It is a great honor for me to share this stage with the Lord Mayor, Chief Executive of Hanover, with Mr. Yang, and in a few minutes with Chancellor Cole. I have been looking forward to this evening for a long time, because I have known for many years how important CEBIT is to the global information technology industry. So before I go any further, I want to thank you very much for inviting me to participate in this important forum. Now I have given a lot of thought as to what I would say to you this evening. On the one hand, I am here as a representative of the information technology industry on the event that is bigger by orders of magnitude than any other technology exhibit. That is quite a statement in an industry that is good at many things, especially celebrating its own creations. On the other hand, like most of you, I have spent most of my professional life as a customer of this industry, so I know that after the splash and promises comes the harsh light of morning, and often the customer is left standing alone, wondering what happened. Or, as the head of one of our most important German customers put it, yours is an industry that is very good at weddings and not so good at marriages. So tonight, while I will talk about the power and potential of information technology, I hope the temper of my remarks, with the perspective I had when I came to IBM 5 years ago, the perspective of a customer. Now, it is certainly easy to see why raw technology dominates these events. It is adoptive, it is breathtaking, and it is penetrating every aspect of our lives. Today, there are more PCs sold annually in the world than TVs or cars. The typical luxury automobile today has 20 to 30 microprocessors in it, more computing power by far than was inside the landing craft that took the first astronauts to the moon. Last year, there were 5 times more email messages sent than the number of pieces of paper mail delivered worldwide, 2.7 trillion emails. And I got more than my share. There is another way to look at what is going on. In the mid-1970s, the first supercomputers appeared. They were capable of about 100 million calculations per second, and they cost about $1 million. Today, the laptop computer that college students carry in their bags, PAX, is twice as fast as that first supercomputer, and it costs less than $3,000. The trend in data storage is even more impressive. In the early 80s, the standard unit of computer storage, 1 megabyte, or 1 million bytes of information, cost about $100. Today, it is 10 cents. In 2 years, it will cost 2 cents. These gains are driven by continuous advances in how we pack information into smaller and smaller spaces. If the U.S. Library of Congress could shrink its collection of 17 million books by the same factor we just discussed, it could replace 800 kilometers of shelf space with less than 40 meters of space. These advances are going to continue and accelerate the rate of microprocessors, storage, communications, memory, and all the other engines that are propelling this industry or continue to lead the products of the faster, smaller, and less expensive, just as they have for 30 years. But as we stand here today, the opening of CEBIT, we are on the threshold of a very important change and the evolution of this industry. In many ways, this industry, a very amatory industry, is about to play out in its most important dimension. That is because the technology has become so powerful and so pervasive that its future impact on people and governments and all institutions will dwarf what has happened today.